Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome to my pre-ISE edition of Rants and Raves. And I'm excited to be joined with Francesco Ziliani, who's the CEO of Spinetics. Francesco, hey, first off, I want to thank you again for hosting me in Switzerland while I was there last year. I know you're excited about ISE. ISE is always a giant show for you, and you're going to be in Hall 4, booth R440. What can we expect when we go in the booth?
So you're right. I mean, I think it's 19th time I go to ISE with Spinetics. And this year, 2025, I think for Spinetics is going to be the year of widgets.
Okay.
Why this? Because if you look around, and new visitors to ISE will feel the same. Everyone in digital signage looks very similar to each other.
Yeah.
And you see the same content, the same type of applications. But I think this industry deserves to see something new. And for us at Spinetics, digital signage is really amazing because of its capacity to unlock the full potential of the data and of the information that every organization creates and develop. And that is really what we want to highlight with the widgets. And that is what we are going to show to all the visitors that I hope will come on our booth.
Well, you know, that's a big differentiator because, as you said, you know, you mentioned sort of digital signage has become a sea of sameness when it comes to the players and their capabilities. The uniqueness is in the ability to serve up content as simple as possible. That's a key thing is what I have found with many digital signage networks is that they are awesome the first week they're deployed, and then they get hackneyed pretty quickly because they don't change often enough. With AI, you can automate changing. You can, with the new graphic tools, make it look a lot nicer, simpler. But having widgets would mean that you would actually have third-party compatibility, I guess, to kind of update content all the time in real time.
Absolutely. You are perfectly right. Data information comes from everywhere. So you need to be open to a lot of different third-party sources of information that use different encryption, connections, different sort of data, nature of data. And you are perfectly right. We need to be open to integrate with other partners. We like a lot QCs, but they are not the only one. Yeah. And at ISE this year, if the people who listen to us are curious, we are going to showcase an experiential digital signage that could fit a corporate environment. So it's a display that that inspires you with news or questions like you prefer this or that, and automatically you are detected by cameras, your gestures are understood, and you basically can vote, you basically can push your ideas in an anonymous way, but still very interesting. And
well,
this
I think
is
what you're talking about is experiential but also immersive. You're
interactive,
interactive, and by putting yourself in the experience, you're going to remember it, right? You're going to play
Absolutely.
With the content. I mean, I even look at every morning when I get up, I have Alexa, and it always asks me the poll of the day, and I participate in every single. Yesterday's, by the way, was, do you prefer jelly or honey with your peanut butter sandwiches? What's your answer, Francesco?
Peanuts.
All right, with peanut butter sandwich, peanut like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Do you prefer jelly or honey?
Good question. Honey.
Me too. That's what I prefer too. That was my answer. So what you're talking about doing is like that with signage to keep it interesting and experiential. Yep. And obviously that's going to take integration from QSIS, and it's going to take integration from third parties. One thing that you're doing at ISE that I'm really excited about is you're doing some hands-on training.
Yes.
At the show. And you're not just doing a little small little hands-on thing in your booth. You've actually rented a suite a training room basically in the hotel right across the street from the convention center.
Correct.
And you can register, and we're putting up the link right now for you to register. Here's the graphic, here's the link for you to register. It's pretty simple, spinetics.com/ISE. What can we expect? What are you going to train? How long is the training? What will they get out of it?
So it's very important training because, of course, Fanatics, QCs, our partners, we try to make the life simple for our system integrator. But still, they need to do something. They need to have the courage to launch themselves in service and proposing service because they are the one who knows the scenarios. So in these training sessions, these training sessions are free, but seats are limited. So we require people to register, and you have given the link, very important. And this year I very lucky because I have a magician of widgets coming, sharing his expertise and showing the best, the good habits to have to create amazing stuff. He has done the work at Millennium. You know Millennium? You have visited us. He's going to be there. He's going to be in front of the audience to show hands-on session and inspire them. We need system integrators that have the courage to say digital synergy is not just a playlist of images, it's something more, it's interactive, it's experiential, it's connected, and their job is very important to us. So we want everyone to come to this training. It's free, but they need to register.
Yeah, you got to register. The space is limited. And look, one thing I learned from Spinetics by being there in the Millennium is that you're willing to work with integrators and help train them and actually do hands-on coaching, not just for the network itself, but also how to sell it, how to design it, every part of it. If you want to learn more, go to spinetics.com, spinetix.com. Of course, we're going to go to the booth. We're going to shoot everything they have there. We may even give you a sneak peek at the training session that they have going on. They're going to be in Hall 4, R440. Francesco, thank you very much for joining me today, and I wish you the best of show, and I will see you in a few weeks.
I'm looking forward, Gary, to meet you again.
Thank you very much, everyone. And, of course, all of our ISE coverage is at ravepubs.com/ISE. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves.